The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and learn diligently from the child. And when you have found him, bring him word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let us pray. Most Holy Christ, speak to us today. And may we have ears to hear. Amen. Amen. Good morning. And Merry Christmas.
Yes.
It is still Christmas, as Father Clark reminded us, but yes, very shortly, in just 2 days, it will end, as it always does, on January 6th, the Epiphany of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Epiphany is a celebration often forgotten in our church. It's overshadowed and lost in the flurry and exhaustion of Christmas. But the Epiphany is really the culmination of the season called Christmas. It's a wonderful part of our Christian story because in it we see first a journey to see Jesus and then the joy of arriving to find Jesus. And then the conversion of just how this birth has changed the world and indeed has changed them. While the wise men came as different people from a different direction after being transformed by the reality of Jesus, they left different people, changed people by a different direction. They went home, it says, but they went home by another way, by another road. In a sense, this is what the Epiphany of Jesus in our lives does or should do to all of us. We approach his side one way, and if we see Jesus for who and what he really is, we leave it another way. We, in essence, cannot go home by the same way. We have to travel differently. Whatever mission in life these wise men had when they embarked on their journey after arriving at the side of Jesus, their mission and indeed their lives would never be the same. This is the ultimate idea of this celebration. You might say it's the so what if you will, of Christmas. Jesus Christ is born, comes into the world to offer salvation and to free us all from our sins. So what? Now, all of this happens with the backdrop of a truly brutal dictator. If you don't know, Herod was just that. We know historically that he had some of his own immediate family murdered. That even though most historians do not find anything to corroborate the slaughter of the innocents found in Scripture at Herod's hand, it is historically true that he often did things like it. He ruled by might and power and bullying. That's the major, amazing, world-turned-upside-down nature of this story. A little defenseless baby saves the world, loves the world, offers itself to the world with no might, no power, no strength, but merely with love. Now, some of you know that James Taylor wrote a song I like a lot about this very story. It's entitled Home by Another Way. He says in it these things. Those magic men, the magi, some people call them wise or oriental, even kings. Well, anyway, those guys. They visited with Jesus. They sure enjoyed their stay. Then warned in a dream of King Herod's scheme, they went home by another way. So steer clear of royal welcomes. Avoid a big to-do. A king who would slaughter the innocents will not cut a deal for you. He really, really wants those presents. He'll comb your camel's fur till his boys announce they found trace amounts of your frankincense, gold, and myrrh. Herod's always out there. He's got our cards on file. It's a lead pipe cinch. If we give an inch, he's going to take a mile. That's our world, Herod's world. We still see it and hear it, leaders that exclaim with outright joy and confidence that they hate their opponents. Corruption is still with us. Tyranny, always a temptation. The names have changed. The ways of brutality, the ways of demeaning, the ways of scarcity and oppression might look a bit different, but the concept, the goal, the pain and the sorrow are just the same. And so is our decision, our choice. Which road will we choose? If we come to the side of Jesus and leave the same, we have certainly missed the point. If we come to the side of Jesus and see him for what he is, we are changed forever. And when we walk back into this world, the only way is a different way. Another road. That is the epiphany. Our epiphany. This past Sunday, I was reading my New York Times. Like many of you, my favorite parts are the opinion section, the book review, and the New York Times Magazine. The rest of it, I just throw away. This week, as I turned the pages of the magazine, I came to page 7, and there on it was alone, basically, a poem entitled Mutual Care, written by George Byron Coke. And I looked up the website and I looked him up. Coke is a poet and a Christian who has started a group called Mutual Care. When I found the website, it said this of the organization. Our view is this. Our culture as a whole has not yet understood the wisdom of mutual care, and until it does, many local, national, and international groups have stepped forward to meet real human needs. These include those giving direct support for food, clothing, shelter, health, education, and safety, as well as those individuals and organizations that advocate for mutual care in our laws and culture, unquote. The organization doesn't ask for any financial contributions, doesn't expect any allegiances, but instead wants to bring people together for a conversation about what it is to live by mutual care. The poem is short, but I believe powerful. And this is it. I have lived many lives in one. I've tried to love this place, its people, leave it kinder than I found it. We are one big, peculiar family sharing a meal. No one should take extra until everyone has enough. Mutual care is the wisest way to live together. We have abundance, we should share it. There are dangers, we should protect each other. Beyond that, I don't care what you believe or do unless it leads to harm. Sentiments, creeds, philosophies are not love. Mutual care is love. Persist in it. Persist in it. We are all human. And by that very fact, we mess most things up. Left to our own devices and relying on only ourselves, we will stumble and we will take the wrong road. I once saw a man at an airport gate waiting for our plane, and his t-shirt read simply, "People, dot, 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 not a big fan." Yeah, I did what you did. I laughed out loud. I told him, "That's the best shirt I've ever had. Never seen." Of course, he said, "I don't like you either. Go away." But it's a sentiment we have because we're human. Sartre, the great philosopher, once remarked that hell is other people. You can't put it more starkly than that. That is the world, filled with humans who make mistakes, who do choose the wrong paths, who do pretty despicable things to each other. And I'm one of them. And so are you. But there is another way, another road. I've spoken here of the shame of being human, but there's such beauty in it as well. We have the developed hearts and minds to be better, to decide against our innate feelings, to discern the difference in what feels better or right with what is better or right. It's true, Herod is always out there, always. Different names, different tactics, but always present. But it's equally true, and indeed is our epiphany, that Jesus is too, always. Not just out there, but in here, in us, in you, in me. Guiding us, luring us, begging us to take another road, to go home by another way. Sentiments, creeds, philosophies are not love. Mutual care is love. Persist in it. My beloved, I've said these words to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.